Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And coming up this Saturday, May 11th at 11 a.m., is the Renzi Education and Arts Center's Jazz and Blues Brunch with a number of special guest artists. And joining me today is the Renzi Center Development Director, Jennifer Hill, to talk about this special and exciting program coming up. Jennifer, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's first tell people what the Renzi Center is all about. What do you folks do?
Well, the Renzi Center is an incredible place. We offer free after-school academic and art classes to at-risk youth. They mainly come from the Highland and Stoner Hill neighborhoods and adjacent areas. And we offer these classes throughout the school year. And we also offer a summer arts camp. It's just 3 to 4 weeks long every summer.
But this is an opportunity really for kids who might not have the chance to experience a lot of different arts education, a broad range of this, to go to these after-school programs, of course, stay out of trouble, obviously, and improve their academic abilities and also broaden their perspective on the arts and culture in general.
That's right, and that's exactly why it was founded. It was founded by Sisters of Our Lady of Sorrows in 1997, and they received this large house as a donation in the Highland neighborhood, mm-hmm. and they saw the kids there not going anywhere after school, including their own homes. And, you know, there was a certain amount of crime going on in the neighborhoods. So they, with a local artist named Donna Service, created this free after school program so the kids could work on their homework and they could tap into their own creativity and explore. And we hire professional local artists and teachers.
And this concert coming up is actually a fundraiser for the program?
That's right. All the proceeds go to the Renzi Center.
So tell me, I mean, you've got an exciting list of special guests and a couple of names we're going to drop here because some folks will really know those. Can you tell us who some of these special guests are?
Well, we are delighted that Brady Blade Jr. will be headlining a whole series of musicians, including Buddy Flett, Ted Lindsay, Lane Bayless, Dirty Red Crenshaw, Tim Brogan, you know, just a few people like that.
And a lot of these folks are very familiar to the Red River Radio audience, so they're going to be playing. And this is a benefit, of course, for the Renzi Center. So they're coming out to really help out this center and the projects that you're working on. Tell me a little bit more about your summer workshop program for folks that might think, gee, that would be a great thing for my kids to be involved in.
Well, we try to change up the workshops we offer every summer. And this summer we're doing, part of the camp will be a band camp. So that kids who might not have even ever picked up a musical instrument before will do that, and they'll learn some musical notes, and they'll learn how to play with some other people. And then we're giving some other workshops in painting. We're giving a really cool one in robotics that's being taught by Jay Marks, who also teaches our wire sculpture class all year round.
Right.
So lots of good things coming up.
And this is really, for a lot of kids who seem to be a little bit aimless, a lot of times it's just a matter of presenting them a wide and broad swath of opportunities for them to find what is that thing that they really love to do. And that can be the motivational factor in their life to get them off the aimless track and onto a directional track.
Right. I mean, when we see the kids come downstairs after they've taken one of their art classes, usually what we see are a bunch of just beaming faces, and they rush up to Christy, who's the program director, and me, showing us what they've done, mm-hmm. whether it's a painting or an elaborate wire sculpture or something they've made in fashion design. And we see them just feel so much better about themselves just within days of coming. And so part of, I think, them feeling sort of more in control of their lives and more positive about them is being able to create and find out that there are different forms of expression and that they can do it. You know, some of our kids, the Renzi Center, I believe, is one of the first positive kind of encouraging experiences they've had. You know, they tend to maybe fall through the cracks at school, and even with the academic classes, we can give them more of one-on-one attention that they really need and really crave.
And sometimes with some youth, it's just a matter of showing them that they do have it. They can achieve it. And once they achieve it once, then they get that desire to achieve more.
Right. And then also to encourage them to see that, you know, maybe not everything is going to happen right away for them, right. That it's a process. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, sometimes they're going to see something tremendous happen that they're going to feel great about. And then other times it's not going to work out right away, but they know that it can.
All right. What other future projects do you have that you'd like to let folks know about?
Well, really, you know, we'll be starting the after-school program in the fall. It'll start the day after Labor Day, mm-hmm. and then we have 4 7-week sessions that happen throughout the school year. And in the fall, we will be having our annual Bunko tournament, which has traditionally been our annual fundraiser. The Jazz and Blues Brunch is a new fundraiser that we're doing this year, okay. and hopefully we'll do it in the future.
All right. And so Brady Blade and Buddy Flett, among the other artists, Tim Brogan and Lane Bayless, a whole lot of stellar Shreveport talent going to be helping you out this Saturday. Are there any other thoughts that you'd like to share with the audience to maybe get them to come out and help you out?
Well, sure. There are a few thoughts here. You should know that Marilyn's Place is the one cooking up the brunch. And if you haven't had Marilyn's mm-hmm. Place brunch, it's time you do, because it's amazing. Tickets are $30. You can either buy them at the door or buy them online. If you go to our website at renzicenter.org, you'll see a Jazz and Blues Brunch fundraiser image there, and you just click on it. You can also call us over at the Renzi Center. It's 318-222-1414.
Okay. And I want to thank you for stopping by today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You bet. That's Jennifer Hill. She is the development director for the Renzi Education and Arts Center, and they're holding their Jazz and Blues Brunch with special guest artists, among others, Buddy Flett and Brady Blade. And that's going to be this Saturday, May 11th at 11 a.m. at the Shop on Southern Avenue in Shreveport. More information is available at therenzicenter.org or 318-222-1414. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight. For Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.